So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. It is, I don't know what day it is, I think it's Wednesday. No idea at all. But in today's session, I want to talk to you about the four tips to grow your business this year. This year is an interesting year, isn't it? Have you not noticed how hard things seem? We're certainly speaking to a lot of people right now who are all very pessimistic about where the UK is currently, but more optimistic about what the future is, you know, holding. So hopefully with a little bit of luck, we'll get through this, you and I. We will come out of the other side all hunky-dory. But before we do that, let's give you some tips that can help you grow your business this year. And obviously, investment in your own business is, you know, it is going to pay off. It has to pay off at some point. And I just want to cover what this investment might look like, because it might be more staff, or it might be more training for those staff, or it might be more equipment. You know, we just bought a GoPro and we started doing daily vlogs, for example. It could be any of that stuff. It could be personal development. It could be an investment in you. I flew over to the Brighton SEO and didn't think it was that good, to be perfectly honest. I thought it was quite basic, but I got motivated by the fact that I didn't think it was that good and I thought it was quite basic, because if this is the stuff that other people are putting out there, we're doing all right, you know? So that for me was quite inspirational, but that was an investment in myself. Later on today, this year, I'm going to Billionaire Bootcamp over in Bali for a week, which is going to be absolutely amazing. I've done Billionaire Bootcamp before, absolutely life-changing, and just the motivation that I need later on this year as well. And so we need these pit stops that we're going to talk about a little bit further on in today's session. But the investment in yourself has to be key. It could be that your PC for editing videos is too slow and you need to make that investment. A few days ago on my daily vlogs, we talked about credit card debt, and is that good debt or bad debt, and how most people would say that's bad debt. But what if you're investing in a PC that's going to enable you to then to go out and vlog and start driving more traffic to your website, which is going to enable you to close more business and enable you to actually pay for the PC in the first place? Well, it's an investment. But this investment in yourself and in your business and in your people, it's going to pay off. But you have to be prepared to make that investment. Because right now, it looks like we're in recession. I know the government will tell us that we're probably not. But really, does it feel like a recession to you? Because it certainly feels like a recession for me. So during those times of contraction, I believe, and I've always believed this, that this is where you have to expand. And I'm not saying that you have to expand and take over lots more businesses, but you have to increase the amount of stuff that you've got going out there. Like, you've got to put more content out, which nicely moves us on to the next bit, which is more content. So one of the tips for you to grow your business this year is in content. And making more content, going live more, getting in front of more people. That's what marketing is. You want to close more business, you've got to speak to more people. Now, do you go to a networking event that's 30 minutes away, spend 2 hours there, 30 minutes back? That's 3 hours. Or do you create 6 pieces of content at 30 minutes each that's not only going to reach out to people at a networking event, but more than that, you're going to be able to use and reuse that content and repurpose that content next year, the year after. I've got content going out that's years old and it still drives traffic back to the website. And so you've got to, you know, we're living in a content age. There's absolutely no question that we're living in a content age right now. It used to be an agrarian age, and then we've moved to the industrial age. Then we moved to the information age. Do you remember that? Now we're in a content page. So I just logged on to LinkedIn, and Steve was saying, I started a business in this environment. It's a tough environment, but, you know, IBM was created in an environment like this, and quite a few businesses have been created in environments like this. And I don't know what you do, Steve, but it's financial services, actually. But getting content out there and getting in front of as many people as you possibly can. So let me ask you a question. If you were able to get in front of 50 people, or you were able to get in front of 1,000 people, out of those two, which do you think is going to get you a better return? Right? It's 1,000. It's not even rocket science, is it? It's not even difficult to work out. It's like, You just got to create the content. And I know that you're so busy creating content, that you're so busy working, and you're so busy with family, and so busy with kids, and yet another bank holiday Monday. I know what to do. We're in recession right now. Let's have another bank holiday Monday, shall we? That'll sort it. Content is going to be king for the next decade or so, until we get, and even when, actually, when we get holograms, they're coming at some point. Augmented reality, dude, you're going to be sat in somebody else's front room creating content. This stuff is coming. It might be 50 years before it comes, but this stuff is coming. Content is not disappearing. And I think that if you invest in content, putting yourself out there, creating a podcast, creating more videos. I mean, we're doing a daily vlog at the moment, and you know, that's why we bought the GoPro. Doing a daily vlog is one of the hardest things, coming up with more ideas all the time, making it look interesting. I don't do anything. I sit here at my desk, I go to the supermarket, and I go to CrossFit. They're the three things that I do. How the heck do you make that interesting? But you have to try. You have to get in front of as many people as you can. And then you're building up relationships in one way or another. All right, it's one way at the moment. But then people reach out and make contact with you. Dan, I saw that you went live and you were talking about this, and we want to know how to do more of this. Can you help? Yes. Or no, or whatever it happens to be. But now people are starting to engage with the content. People are then starting to ask questions. Now we're starting to get into a conversation. Do you think good things might come from those conversations? Of course they would. But you have to be able to put yourself into a position where people recognise that you're an authority in your industry in some way or another. And even if you're not the authority, they might not want the authority. They just want someone who's authentic, who's honest and trustworthy. And that's why we put out so much content. Okay, one of the other things that's going to help you grow your business this year is to remain motivated. Oh my goodness. How demotivating is life right now? It is hard, goddamn work right now, right? Like, nobody wants to buy anything other than petrol or energy or rotten veg. You know, like, everyone's batting down the hatches and we're going through the storm and, you know, people are not spending money. Oh, they're really cautious. You know, you've got to speak to 2, 3, 4 times as many people to close the same amount of business. Or people have, you know, instead of spending 1,500 quid, they're now spending 750 a month. And all of that stuff impacts your cash flow. And then there's knock-on effects. So, for example, I was talking to someone yesterday, and a business that I know about has got a tremendously lower amount of properties that are going through to completion right now. And so there's a knock-on effect. Those painters and decorators, they've now got less work. Those carpet fitters have now got less work. You know, we just paid for 2 carpets and we're going in like almost the next day. The carpet fitters are sat there waiting for jobs to come in because people are holding off. And so there's a knock-on effect to all of that, all the way down. And at some point in your business, you're being affected by this. And actually, one of the ways that you can solve this is that when this turns back around and people are then starting to spend, then people are going to come out to those people who they know, they see, they like, and they trust. We're back to content again and getting in front of as many people as you can. But you have to remain motivated. You have to go through this process of making sure that you do the work that needs to be done, regardless of the outcome. That's really hard to do. I'm going to say it again. You need to do the work that you know you need to do, regardless of the outcome. Like, you know, I'm going to the gym, CrossFit, I'm lifting heavier, but before I can lift heavier, I have to lift what I can lift. And I don't lift what I can lift and then fail and go, oh, well, I can't lift the heavier stuff, I'll just give up. No, you have to keep lifting it until you move on to the heavier stuff. That's just the way it goes. And it's the same in your business. You could be speaking to 10 people. You could say, yeah, but Dan, you don't understand. I spoke to 10 people last week and I didn't close one of them. Fine. So what? Maybe you need to go speak to 20 people or 100 people or 1,000 people. How are you going to make that happen? Because what's the alternative? You're just going to give up? If it's 21 people to close somebody, you've got to go find a way of, you know, speaking to 63 people. Now you've got 3 people who are going to close. Maybe going back to self-development and knowing how to do sales better, getting a better customer journey. So they're building relationships with you and engagement with you through their sales funnel, effectively. And then just finally on this, one of the final tips to grow your business this year is you've got to know your numbers. You've got to know how many people visiting your website, how many people filling in your strategy forms, how many people put items in the shopping basket and then delete the basket at checkout. And have you got a mechanism in place for following up with those people? Like, knowing your numbers will help you do that. We were running marketing for a fast food place, and we drove quite a lot of people to the menu. People were putting food in a basket, and literally about 80% of the people would have food in a basket, and they'd delete the basket at checkout, meaning that they didn't actually follow through and order the food that they were looking to buy for whatever reason. And it's like, okay, what, now we know what those numbers are. Now we can work on finding out what those reasons are. But somebody else might not know what those numbers are and go, well, you know what? We've run some ads that don't work. Oh, no, no, actually, the ads did work. It was the mechanism that you've got for converting those people into paying customers that didn't work. Knowing the numbers is going to help you in your business work out at what stage is this working and at what stage is this now not working. And knowing what those numbers are absolutely vital this year. And if this is something that you've never looked at, or if you think it's just too difficult to look at how to work out these numbers, then you need to speak to someone like us and we can help you through that. So look, I hope that's useful for you. Another quick one today. We're thick and fast on these because we're so busy. Even though we are, you know, the optimism has definitely left the house, shall we say. But we're still busy. And one of the reasons we're busy is we have repeat customers. Thank goodness. Our website business has definitely slowed down, just like everybody else's business has slowed down. And we feel the impact too. And so we're going through this just like everybody else is going through this. But we know that when this is finished with, might be need a general election, or it might need a change of leadership, yet another change of leadership. But when we get through this rough patch, on the other side, people are going to look at who do they know, who kept their course throughout these rocky periods of time. And that's where you're going to be successful, but you've got to put the work in. All right, hope that's useful. We'll catch up with you in tomorrow's podcast. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.